Good morning again, and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our dear Lord and Savior. This is Dennis again, and we are teaching out of the book of Acts. So let's pray before we begin. Heavenly Father, we bow our heads before you this morning. We ask, Lord, that you would come boldly to us. And Father, we also come boldly to the throne of grace as the Bible teaches us. We come boldly. We ask, Lord, that you would help us understand your word. Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit would be in the midst of us this morning. We just pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, I'm just going to let you know, I'm gonna have some phone numbers again for you at the end of the message. So if you want to have a pen and paper ready, or if you to write some numbers down, if you would like to, feel free to do so. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and get started here. And then I'll just give you those numbers at the end. I just wanted to let you know to have a pen and paper ready. Okay, so yesterday morning we were talking about Jesus, to the last little bit there, we were talking about Jesus, the picture that he left before he went back to heaven. He was talking about the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and what are some things that people see from us as we're approaching our last days here on earth. And being assembled, that's what we were kind of the last of it talking about yesterday morning. That was Acts 1, verse 3. So here we're in Acts 1, verse 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says, "He, you have heard of me. Yea, you have heard of me." So there we see a picture of Jesus giving instructions that they should wait for the promise. In other words, some people take that as we wait. We don't do anything. We don't minister. We just wait until the Lord gives us direction. So, and that can be right, that can be good maybe, but a lot of people end up in their whole life not doing anything because they're waiting on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord is waiting for them to step out in faith. See, they were waiting for the promise, so they were together. And I believe we'll probably see later, as they were together, they were praying. They had an ordination. They were doing something. They were more or less they were fellowshipping together, and it was a blessing. So, as we go through life, we don't know what the Lord's will is for us in this life. But if we do the known will of the Lord Jesus Christ, then the mysterious will be revealed unto us as we go. But John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So they were baptized with John's baptism, but they needed to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And the question for us today, have you been baptized with the Holy Ghost? Have I been baptized with the Holy Ghost? And I believe being baptized with the Holy Ghost, baptism is a picture of if you take a piece of cloth and dye and dip it into dye, you don't just take a glass and kind of dip some or drop some dye on it. You take that cloth and you completely immerse it, if I can say it right. It is completely under, it is completely engulfed in that dye. And when you get baptized with the believer's baptism, you are completely in and under the water. You are completely under. And that's why the picture I get from the Holy Ghost being baptized with the Holy Spirit, you are completely engulfed with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit just takes over whatever you're facing. He just takes you completely over. And some places it says being filled with the Holy Spirit. And that is the same, I believe that's the same thing. You are being filled with the Holy Spirit. You're, again, you're just, the Holy Spirit is just completely, has just completely engulfed you and taken you over. And the question is, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever been baptized by the Holy Spirit? And I believe it can be a first time, but I've just been baptized with the Holy Spirit, and you're just excited and you're filled with it. But I believe there's an ongoing that you can be filled, that you are inspired, that you are, there's an ongoing times when you are just filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit just takes over. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Here they were asking some questions that, you know, before he had said that he would restore the kingdom of Israel. Well, what it was referring to is that he will restore. We are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and that will restore. Let's just see what he said there, and it might answer our question. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But, so it's not for us to know the times and the seasons in which God has put in his own power. But you shall receive power after that you have received the Holy Ghost. Is come upon you. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and unto the othermost parts of the earth. So there, after you felt that you have the Holy Spirit, did you have power in your life to overcome sin, and not only power to overcome sin, but did you have power to embrace the Word of God, to teach the Word of God, to share the Word of God with lost people? That's the question. It says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and unto the outermost parts of the earth. So I get that picture as we are to be witnesses in our home congregation, in our area, in our home area. And then we step out further and we reach out further. And it's not just the idea of we just stay here in one spot, but we reach out, we be witnesses out and around us. But first, it's at our home, at our home base. In other words, I live in Ohio, so I be a witness right here in this community, this area. But we also start reaching out and witnessing to people, getting the gospel out, and having a vision that the gospel is being spread. So I think we're going to leave it at that for tomorrow, for now, and come back tomorrow morning and pick up in verse 9. For further messages, wrong one. You can listen to a bunch of messages by dialing 641-715-3800. There is a bunch of messages right on there. You just dial that number, and it'll give you instructions. That someone will come on with instructions that for this message you dial this number. For this message you or access code. For this message you dial this access code. You put this access code in or that access code in. So it'll give you instruction. That number is 641-715-3800. And we also have a Saturday morning Bible study, and you're welcome to join us. That is every Saturday morning at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. That number is 857-216-7600, ID number 525-819. Again, 857-216-7600, ID number 525-819. Thanks for listening, and God bless you.